It's Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads, as we welcome in Fox 8's John Telich to talk some Cleveland Browns football here this morning. John, how are we doing, man?
We are doing great on this day and looking forward to seeing what these guys do this weekend after having that week off and then digesting some of the things that took place in that first game against the Ravens.
Well, let's start with that bye week, and it was a much-needed one as this team was pretty banged up heading into the bye, and quite frankly, after the bye, they're still a little banged up, and now you've got some COVID issues leaking in as well. So is this team really any healthier than it was going into the bye week? Who are some of the more important names to keep track of as this week moves along?
Well, I think first and foremost, Rocco, they are no longer, quote-unquote, exhausted. The gas tank for some of the guys felt like it was close to empty. That was too late to have a bye week. And Austin Hooper said as much when we spoke with him on Wednesday afternoon during media availability inside the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse. He said, you know, when it was selected to be their bye week, they all looked at it and they said, that's just too far into the season. It's not right. And so I think they all were feeling it. Obviously, you knew all the guys that were injured going into it. Now coming out, Baker said that he's felt real good, rested, so I would expect him to be not necessarily 100% because nobody is, but close to that. Jarvis Landry is the big guy in this whole scenario. He has been playing with a bad knee. He will have had 2 weeks to really give it a rest, and that should help out. But what you're going to see coming up this week against the Ravens is them just trying to figure out who they can play at right tackle. Is it going to be the rookie Hudson, or are they going to go once again with Blake Hance? Now, offensively, they weren't much great shakes, as we all saw in the first game against the Ravens. Could not run the football. We know that the Ravens loaded the box and all that stuff. But maybe Hudson helps better in the run game. I don't know. I just know that they're weighing their options as far as that is concerned. And then you heard the news a couple of days ago on David Njoku. They did get back their Johnny Stanton, who's on the practice squad and one of their fullbacks, and they got back their long snapper, which is that's a good thing because you don't want, I think Mack Wilson is the backup long snapper.
Oh, boy.
For the Browns. So you just don't want Mack Wilson with his hands on the football unless he's intercepted it or recovered a fumble. I think that's it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So how do we feel about Baker heading into this weekend? Seems like all signs point that he's going to be out there. Again, he's not one to make excuses. He really hasn't with all the injuries. But how do we feel about him heading into this one?
Well, Austin Hooper on Wednesday said 100% of the building is behind Baker. If
good.
Anybody tries to, you know, anybody tries to manufacture any kind of a rift or no one's on the Baker train, that's just not true. They feel confident that he'll come out and play some of his best football in the next five games, three of them being very important interdivisional games with all three other teams because they still owe the Ravens a game. They still owe the Steelers that game in Pittsburgh. And then, of course, the season finale at First Energy against the Bengals. So everybody feels confident about Baker, and not the least of which, of course, is Baker. Typical Wednesday session with reporters that he knows what has to be done. He said he really did self-evaluate, self-scout as they did a year ago, and he feels that he can come out and play his best football as they go down the stretch. And so we'll see what happens. Obviously, you don't know what you're going to get with the Ravens. They are just such a wild card, which I think part and parcel, Rocco, they're just kind of like the poster boys for what, you know, this NFL season has been. It's just been a crazy NFL year.
Well, it certainly has, and that's exactly where I want to go next as we are joined here on Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads by Fox 8's John Telich. So, JT, the Ravens are 2-2 in their last four games, and in those four games, they haven't scored more than 20. Their most recent loss was to the divisional foe, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So it seems like the magic number for the Browns on Sunday might be to get to 20 points. Do you think they can get there, though?
Yeah, I think that they've had the week off, and they'll have some challenges because of the tight end situation, not being able to go 13 personnel as much as they probably would have liked to have had, because not only will you be missing Njoku, I mean, it certainly looks that way. There could be a Hail Mary pass in the COVID realm that we don't know about at this moment. But right now, I would kind of be on the side of no Njoku and probably no Harrison Bryant with a high ankle sprain. So, you know, they brought in another tight end, Miller Forrestall, former Alabama Crimson Tide guy, was a practice squad guy. He was signed to the active roster, so we'll see what happens with him on Sunday. Do they deploy Kareem and Nick a little bit differently, as everybody has been trying to suggest to them? I don't know, but certainly everything's out there in front of them. Can they score 20? It's in the cards for them, too. I think on the defensive side of the ball, Rocco, they played him so exceptionally well. He has been very listening to some reporters from Baltimore who have kind of seen every game that Lamar has played this year. They are saying that in the last month and a half, he has just been too bad with his decisions,
yeah,
kind of mixed up into where to throw the football, and hasn't been effective in making crisp decisions and getting rid of the football. He still has those legs. He still can run like the wind and make people miss and kill you in that realm. But he really looked confused on Sunday a couple of weeks ago when the Browns got the four picks on him. So, yeah, the magic number, you know, I'm saying 20. I've heard other media members, I think Zach Jackson at the Athletic threw the number of 17 as a better, you know, barometer. The Browns are 2.5-point favorites in this game. I think they can score 20 points, and I'm leaning towards, you know, making them the pick this week when we do our Orange and Brown show on Sunday morning. But this, I think this is the season, Rocco, really. You could go 10-7 and get in the playoffs, but I think if you're going to lose a game, that game would have to be a non-AFC contest, and there's only one non-AFC contest left on their schedule. You've got the divisional games, you have the Raiders, and then you have the Packers. So if you go 4-1 and your one loss is the Packers, you're probably going to get in. I would think you're probably going to get in with that number.
Well, with the craziness that the NFL has provided us with throughout this season, JT, I think 10-7 certainly might be enough to get in. But, again, it kind of just depends who that loss would come against here down the stretch. So, look, JT, my final question for you regarding this Sunday's contest against the Ravens. Look, the last time these two met up, it was, you had one section of Browns fans saying, just run the ball. On the other side, you know, hey, no, you got to throw it. The Ravens are loading the box. They're doing this. They're doing that. So what really needs to be the game plan for the Browns on Sunday? I mean, even if the Ravens do load up the box with 8 or 9 guys, do you try and find a way to run through that somehow? Does that, you know, force Baker Mayfield to go to the air more? How do they go about that?
Well, I think certainly they can see how effective they can be with the wide zone, maybe stay with it a little bit longer than they did against the Ravens. But bottom line with this Ravens defense right now, as it's constituted, they just lost Humphrey to the rest of the year. They basically lost three of their four guys in the secondary, their mainstays. And I think this is an opportunity. Good weather, I think, is going to be crisp down at the First Energy Stadium on Sunday. But I think there are going to be opportunities for them to live on the edges, if you will, both throwing the ball and running the ball. So I would advise them to certainly not do what the Patriots did on Monday night and run it all but three plays. But I think, you know, if they run the ball in the 30s and throw the ball in the 20s, the mid-20s, with 55 plays from scrimmage or so, I think they have an opportunity. You're going to have a more healthy Jarvis Landry. You're probably going to have Higgins in the mix, bring him out of wherever they have been keeping him. I imagine witness protection, and bring him out of there and see what you can get with Donovan Peoples-Jones. So all bets are off. This is it's all there in front of them. All the guys in this division, Rocco, have the AFC North basically has, like, in the top six schedules that are difficult going down the stretch the last 5 weeks of the season, you basically have the four AFC North teams in there. Some of it's because they fight each other. You know, you're going to play
right,
each other.
Right.
But the bottom line is it's all there in front of the Browns. If you're optimistic, you're thinking, okay, you get a little hot, maybe you squeeze into the playoffs. But if you're just negative Ned, then you think that one loss is going to doom them, and they just don't have it in them to turn the ship around.
Really a chance for this season to go one of two ways here down the stretch. I think the Browns, off of the bye week, I think there's a chance for them to really start to play their best football and finish the season on a strong note. I also think there's a chance for the wheels to fall off, quite honestly, JT, with the way this season has gone. You never know with injuries, and Baker's still a little beat up. I don't know. It feels like either is certainly possible, but this Sunday, certainly a big one against the Ravens at home. Some home cooking, hopefully, for the Browns. That one will be a 1 o'clock kickoff. JT, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of the week, and looking down to breaking down this one with you next week.
I look forward to it, and you guys have yourselves a great weekend, and we'll see what those Brownies can do Sunday against the Ravens.